Welcome to Good Morning Paranormal. Good Morning Paranormal is brought to you by the All Souls Paranormal Radio Network. With host Mike Baker from Crossroads Paranormal Radio and different radio host personalities from the All Souls Paranormal Radio Network lineup, we're bringing you the lighter side of the paranormal. Now that you've found us, kick back, relax, and enjoy for the next 2 hours. Good Morning Paranormal.
And good morning, everyone. The day after Labor Day. And I am Mike Baker from Crossroads Paranormal. And I do have different personalities from around the network. They don't get much different than Mr. Greg Cable and Tom Carr. How you guys doing this morning?
Great.
How'd you like that one?
So, that was good.
Yeah. So, guys, how was your Labor Day weekend? Did you have a good time?
I watched Leverage all day yesterday.
Watched what?
TV show called Leverage.
I never heard of it.
It's actually pretty good.
Oh.
It's about a guy who used to work for an insurance company as tracking down stolen stuff. And the insurance company basically declines the claim to his son, and his son dies, and he decides to get revenge on the insurance companies. Him and four thieves all become con artists and start helping people out that have been ripped off by insurance companies or somebody else. It's actually a really, really good show.
Oh, sounds cool.
Timothy Hutton is the main guy on that. Yeah, it is a really good show.
Huh.
It's hilarious. Season 1 and 2 are on Netflix right now, so.
Yeah.
Well, I spent the weekend watching all the Forensic file shows and different things like that. I haven't been out. Other than to go to the doctor, I haven't been out of the house all weekend.
Yeah, well, you're a little sick, so we'll let that go.
So, yeah, you know, what a way to spend your last holiday weekend of the summer or whatever you want to call it, right?
Yeah.
But hopefully I got it out of the way now, and I don't have to worry about this winter.
Ugh.
Hopefully.
Yeah, it seems like as soon as Labor Day hits, it's like, oh, great, here comes winter.
Yep, pretty much. And I'm all right with that. You know, I like the cool weather.
Well, with me, after Labor Day, it's like, oh, crap, here comes cold weather.
and that's what I like.
And, well, you know, and the thing with me, I have health issues that when the cold weather hits, man, my legs start hurting. That's all from the back injuries and stuff. And
yeah, I can imagine that.
It's, you know, when it's warm out in the summertime, I don't hurt as much. But when the, you know, falls into winter, then winter into spring, when the seasons change, it's just horrible.
Well, you know, all that big money you got, you ought to just get you a second home in a warm climate somewhere. You know, you can have a summer and a winter home.
Let's see. there's no big money here, boss.
I'll lend you some.
Right on.
As soon as I get some.
Right. Well, there's...
You know, I won't even lend it to you. I'll just give it to you.
There you go.
Right on.
So you didn't do anything special, Greg, this weekend?
You know, I picked up the kids on Friday, and we just kind of hung out. It was, birthday was Friday.
Oh.
And so we did that, had a little, I guess, family birthday party and hung out and ate shish kebabs and cream or cheesecake. And then Sunday, we didn't do a whole lot. You know, just kind of kicked it and hung out and messed around, had a little bit of fun here. And then yesterday, we went for another cookout. So, you know, we got to go out and visit with some people and do the family thing, which was really cool. And
well, that's pretty well. I think that's what a lot of people do on Labor Day, you know, a lot of cookouts and everything.
Right. So it was good times. It was good, you know, having the kids up. And
Did he turn 14? Is that what it is?
They turn 14 November 2nd.
Ah.
And I tell you what, and I know I've said he's going to be a hell of an investigator when he gets old enough, because he listened to some audio for me from Mansfield and pulled out a couple EVPs that I didn't hear when I listened to it the first time.
Very cool.
And, you know, I mean, he is all over it. He was pretty happy with himself. But like I said, you know, he's 13 years old, and he's real interested in the paranormal. And by God, I'm giving him so much stuff to look at and whatnot. And, you know, he's coming to the radio shows. Like this summer when he was here, he was just about at every radio show that I was on.
Yeah.
Somebody would say something about, say, like, anything about, like, say, Mansfield, for example. And he would go out and he would Google Mansfield and he would find the information and he'd start posting it up in the chat room.
Yeah, that's cool.
And Crystal's was like, you know what? I'm going to get Corey as my I'm going to get Corey as my research man for NKYPS.
Yeah, I've seen that too.
You should just take him on a couple of investigations.
Well, I've kind of thought about that. But
it, just go to like locations that you don't think are too nasty.
Yeah,
you know, that's what I've taken my I'm taking my 10-year-old Tristan on one in 2 weeks. Yeah. So, I mean,
well, so I've thought about that, and you know, I think he would be game for it. But I don't know. It's one of those things where, you know, I'll ask him. It's like, hey, what do you think about this? He's like, yeah. I think I'd be okay with doing something like that, Dad. So, you know, there's a couple of cemeteries maybe that we might go do a day jaunt to. And
that'd be a good way. I think that's a good way to start out. Take him out to a cemetery, too.
Yeah, a cemetery or two. And maybe even an early evening, you know, when it's just starting to get dark.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's a good way to start.
So, I'm going to, you know, get him into the equipment and have him do some you know research on that as well, because I want him to be, you know, five times the investigator I am.
Yeah,
and he is well on his way because like I said, I mean, he digs right in deep, and so I'm really impressed with his enthusiasm for it. You know, I told him about a couple of meet and greets. You know, I've taken him to a couple meet and greets before.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he likes going to them and he likes seeing the people and stuff like that. But, you know, I mention it now and he's like, oh, yeah, let's go.
Well, you know, and he is 13. You know, our kid was all into it, too. And then school started and he discovered American Girls. And I haven't heard a word
about that. That's a dangerous combination for a Canadian.
I haven't heard a word about the paranormal out of him since.
Right.
So, you know, that's what we said all along. We was not going to push it on him. So if he doesn't bring it up, neither will we.
Right. But, I do got to say, I'd rather touch the live ones than the dead ones at that age.
We'll see if he comes back around or not.
I figured that time will come too. But, you know, as long as he's interested, I'm going to give him everything that he wants.
Absolutely.
And, you know, get him prepared. Because I look for him, honestly, if he stays on the path that he is on now, to start a group and be, you know, strictly business, I guess, is what I'm looking for as far as paranormal investigation. And I think that he's going to make a heck of an investigator.
That's good. Very good.
So now Tristan, my daughter, she's like, ooh, ghosts. I want to go, and it's like, oh, you kind of got the wrong impression, I think. Right now, so,
yeah,
it'll come eventually with her, I think. But who knows?
Yeah,
like you said, I mean, I'm not going to push it on her.
Yeah,
and Corey, he'll come to me and ask me questions about it. So, and like you said, I mean, I'm. The way you guys do with Dennis, I mean, if he mentions it to me, okay, here's this, and this. I mean, you know, he's gotten into Rob Conover's book, and on the way home, we got the book in the meet and greet in Wabash.
Mm.
And he read the book all the way home.
Wow.
You know, so he's 13. Yeah. And both 13, they're twins. Oh. So
that's cool, though.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, I think it's way cool.
So I'm kind of excited. I mean, I hope he continues with the interest in it. But it doesn't hurt either that, like I said, every radio show that I do, when he's here, he's there.
Yeah.
So, you know, he might even be looking, you know, doing radio when he gets older, too. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows? You just never know.
Well, exactly.
By the time he's older, you know, who knows what the paranormal field's going to be like.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Because it's constantly changing, it seems to me. And I'm always checking out, you know, paranormal websites and new books and stuff like that. So
I'm not a big reader.
No, that's the way I am.
Yeah, I mean, I did read Jace's book, and you know, we're going to have him on the show. And I sent the information to Joni, and she's looking at it as well. So, you know, the thing with him, though, when I talked to him about being on the show, I mean, he was excited about it and really enthusiastic. I mean, he's like, oh, yeah, great. You know, I would love to come on and talk about it and, you know, put the book out there. And so I jumped right on top of that, of reading that book and got it done. I'm going to send it to Joni and have her read it as well.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a good guy. He really is. And he did a good job. We had him on our show, and he did a good job. And he's eager. You know, he's a struggling author. That's what he wants to do. He's teaching elementary school, I think, right now.
And, yeah, I think it was first grade.
And, you know, like when he came to the meet and greet, he could only afford so many books, and he was ecstatic that he sold them all. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, you know, he'll come on the show and do a good job. He's, you know, that's just another way for him to get his name out there, which is, you know, kind of what we do here, you know?
Right. He's right.
Bill Bean? I'm sorry.
No, it's
Jay Sepple.
Oh, Jay Sepple. Okay. Yeah. Sorry.
Now, speaking
totally of Bill, lost my train of my train of thought there.
Now, how was your interview with Bill Bean, Tom?
You know what? We had nothing but technical difficulties last week.
Oh, you're kidding me.
And we're changing some things up. I think there's something seriously wrong with my computer. So Russ is actually going to be running the show from his computer.
Okay.
And we'll see if that fixes it. We're going to have Bill back on the last week of September.
Okay.
I'm working on my Halloween show, which will be interesting. I'm going to have her name escaped. She's on the show Mythbusters as their folklorist.
Mm-hmm.
She's been on my show before. I can't think of her name now. Jennifer something. Mm. Anyway, she's going to be on my Halloween show, and we're going to talk the folklore of Halloween. That'll be kind of fun.
Cool.
And I'm supposed to be sending some emails out and trying to get some people on the show tomorrow night to do kind of a roundtable thing.
Yeah.
So if anybody's interested and is listening to the show and wants to be on, feel free.
I'm on vacation.
You're on, huh?
I'm on vacation.
Do you want to be on tomorrow?
I'd love to.
I think it'd be fun. Yeah. I think Crystal said she would be.
Yeah.
So, cool. So I'm looking at the Paranormal Examiner. Have you ever read this? It's examiner.com, but they have paranormal people that write paranormal stories pretty much throughout the entire United States.
Yeah, we've had
did
a couple.
You guys know,
go ahead.
I'm sorry. I was going to say, did you know your guys' meet and greet was on there?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We've had a couple of the authors on here. Melissa Alvarez, we had her on. She writes for them.
Yeah, I really like her stuff.
Yeah, she was a very good guest. I can't think of the other lady off the top of my head. The one that wrote the part about the meet and greet.
See, now this was done by a guy here.
Oh, was it a guy? I was trying to think. Well, there's another woman who wrote something about us also.
Daniel Garrison is this guy's name.
No, that's Danny.
Yeah, that's Danielle.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, Danielle, okay. No, but the picture is of somebody else. Oh, Roger Marsh. I don't have my contacts in, so I'm having a hard time seeing
it. Now, is that examiner.com? Is it out of Newark?
Yeah, well, examiner.com is basically a blog site for journalists.
Okay.
And then basically, they can be from anywhere. Right, I do know that one of the writers for it just recently joined my WPI club. His wife bought him a membership.
Wow.
Cool. At the event we did a week ago, mm-hmm. at the radio show, or that local DJ's morning, or she calls it her slumber party thing we went to. Mm-hmm. Right. So I haven't met him yet, but I've been reading his articles. He's actually really interesting. I actually had another one here that I wanted to talk about today. This is a kind of a segue.
Okay.
The question is, ghost hunters, paranormal investigators, and parapsychologists, what's the difference? And is there a difference?
Huh.
Well,
I think if you're going to be a parapsychologist, you still have to have some kind of a degree.
Exactly.
So
Well, that's basically what she's saying.
Yeah.
I mean, there isn't a lot of places that actually offer a degree in parapsychology. And if, you know, Bill Murray's my instructor, I'll probably do it. But
now, I think it's popping up more and more, though, at some of the universities.
Yeah, and I think that's going to change the paranormal field.
The parapsychology aspect?
Yeah, I believe so. I really think that's where the science is going to start going more and more into the paranormal field. And us old dogs that have been doing this are going to slowly by gradually get weeded out.
Just like the regular world, because you don't have a degree.
Yep. Right. I really think so. I'm really surprised there isn't more groups out there that have someone on their team that's a parapsychologist. But, I mean, you've got to go basically through...
I was going to say, probably...
Your doctorate.
Yeah, I was going to say 4 to 6 years anyway, probably.
Yeah, so...
You know what? If I could... I don't have any problems going back to school.
I could do it, I would too. I mean...
I'll get a doctorate in it. Hell, let's go. At this point in this stage, I mean, I look to be doing this for a long, long, long time.
Well, I'm exactly the same way. I mean, mm-hmm. if I had the money, and I'd be going to school nonstop.
Right.
I'm one of those crazy people who love, you know, ooh, that class looks interesting. Yeah. It doesn't have anything to do with my degree. I just want to take it.
See, that's the way Chris is. Chris is the same way.
So now, see,
I don't mind the learning of it. I just don't like the testing of it.
I'm a horrible
tester.
I don't like the payment of it.
Right. That too.
That's, like I said, if I had the money, you know, that's the problem. I you know, it's an expensive thing to do.
Yeah, it is.
There's no way that both of us. My wife's going to school right now, so there's no way we could both do it. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, absolutely.
But now, as far as paranormal investigator and ghost hunter, her definition is that a paranormal investigator investigates all forms of the paranormal. UFO, cryptozoology, ghosts. I kind of have a different opinion on that between a ghost hunter and a paranormal investigator. I think a ghost hunter is someone who goes in, takes the pictures, and says, oh, that's cool, and then leaves.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas a paranormal investigator is somebody who goes in, takes the pictures, tries to figure out why they got this, debunks a lot of things, and goes back many times, or at least two times, and tries to recreate things. That's what I think the difference between a ghost hunter and a paranormal investigator is.
Yeah.
And I really think, I want to say probably, and this is just my opinion, I want to say 80, maybe 85% of the teams across the United States are ghost hunters.
Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm. I agree.
So what's your, sorry.
What's what?
Sorry, I got an email all of a sudden.
Fan mail already, huh? Wow.
Yeah, it's busy day. It's always busy. I've got a lot going on this week. So what do you guys think? I mean, as far as paranormal investigator and ghost hunter.
Oh, I agree with you. I agree with exactly what you said, that majority of the people are ghost hunters. Because they don't dig deep enough.
Mm-hmm.
Which would classify, yeah. You know. That's where the investigating would come in. You know, if you just go in and gathering what you have right there on the spot and saying, okay, I got something or I don't have anything, then that's more of a ghost hunter. But if you go and you find something or you don't find something, you keep digging and digging and either throw it out or add to or something, now you're investigating.
Right? Yeah. And I think they take it to another level, too. I mean, we... I know there's people out there that curse. Well, I'm going to say stimulating spiritual communication instead of provoking. But, you know, they're also the ones who are trying the new things. Typical ghost hunters, they go in, they do the exact same thing, you know, put mic B here and camera A there, and we say this EVP and, you know, EVP question, and that's it. Paranormal investigators, I think, change things up. Let's try something new.
Right.
Or I'm actually going to be putting out a thing on Facebook soon, looking for somebody who is mechanically inclined when it comes to electronic devices. Because I have some ideas for some new equipment, but I just don't have enough knowledge to build it, you know?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
So I think that's where the paranormal investigator comes into play. I mean, we all start as ghost hunters. I think we all start as thrill seekers.
Exactly.
And I think we all are thrill seekers, even to this day. Because, really, if you're going on a ghost hunt and you're not trying to get scared, I don't understand why anybody would want to do it.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you this to go along with all that. Do you think the boom is over?
No, I think we've just hit the peak.
Mm. Well, so then that's what I mean. So now it's turning downward, correct?
Yeah, probably starting to close down. It'll be interesting to see what happens with this new Paranormal Cops show.
Yeah. When's that supposed to hit the air?
If it's this week, I think. I think it's this week or next week.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna download an episode and watch it because I'm kind of interested to see how they approach it as trained police officers. But the thing is that most cops are not trained how to investigate a crime.
Right.
That only happens when they become detectives.
Right. You say that's a specialized field.
Yeah. So I don't know if these guys are just beat cops. It's going to be like, you know, any other TV show out there. Mm-hmm. I don't know how they're going to put a different angle in there.
Right.
But it'll be interesting to see what happens, though, because I wouldn't be surprised if we start seeing more people in specialized fields wanting to get into this because of some of the shows that are out there now.
Mm, yeah.
One thing I have to say about cops, though, I mean, to be a cop anyway, you have to have you have to have that sixth sense about situations.
To be a good cop.
Right, to be a good cop. And I mean, you've got that inherent investigative gene that I think most paranormal investigators have. They're trained to see more of the visual aspect of their environment and what's going on at the time. So
I don't know if it's so much training. I think it may be just the experience. You know, they've dealt with certain things so many times, they develop that ability to walk into somewhere and go, oh, okay, you know?
Right.
But I think paranormal investigators can be the exact same way. Yeah. I look at myself 5 years ago, 10 years ago, compared to what I'm doing now. I've learned so much over the years. Like many of the investigators that I know that have been doing this for a long time, they kind of get that same kind of, oh, well, this is what happened in this house. Well, let's check this first because it's happened before. Maybe that's what it is.
Right.
But yeah, I agree. I'm not saying anything bad about. I think of all the shows, it'll be one of the most interesting ones because they do have that different view on investigation. Mm-hmm. You know.
Right. Now, see, we had talked to a excuse me, Mike. You're making me sick.
Yeah, you're making me cough too, Mike. And I haven't coughed all week.
No, we last Tuesday night we talked to a guy from Texas on the PCR show. He's a cop down there, and he said he found himself using his digital recorder at like crime scenes and whatnot, and listening for, like, investigating homicides.
Yeah.
And found himself trying to listen for EVPs while he was, you know, going through the audio and doing his reports and stuff. So, I think, like you said, Tom, it's going to be an interesting ride for him. I'm anxious to take a look at it myself.
Yeah, I mean, of all the new shows that have come out, I think this is the one that's sparked my interest the most. As I've totally lost, and I know people are going to be like, in the emails, tom@wasatchparanormal.com, I've totally lost interest in Ghost Hunters.
Yeah.
It's just gotten, it's routine now.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, it's not residentials anymore. Everything is a big name place.
That's because they're all going for the ratings.
Yeah.
You know, and I finally have watched The Other Siders, the Chip Coffee one.
And now,
I don't agree with the whole psychic thing, and that's another tom@wasatchparanormal.com. But I actually have been talking to Chip a couple of times. I'm trying to get him on my show. I think he's very reluctant because of some of the past history that him and I have. But I don't disagree with teaching kids the paranormal. I've kind of changed my whole perspective. At first, I was kind of like, well, you know, I'm afraid it's going to do this or that's going to happen. But in reality, I think it's a good idea. But I think the way they're going about it is wrong.
That's a lot of it. That's one thing I hope from this cop thing. I hope they go a little more in depth. Since they are going to be cops, I hope they touch more on the legalities and stuff, too.
Oh, yeah. I agree, too.
Proper legalities, you know, about
right.
Like permissions and, yeah, you know, if you don't do this, this could be a consequence or whatever the case may be, you know.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I would be a full supporter of the Other Siders if they had actual investigators with the kids. And
exactly.
When they get across an anomaly or doing the EVPs, you know, the kids will start out, is there anyone here? And, you know, then have the investigator, okay, hold on a second. Now, you can't whisper while you're doing EVPs because this is why.
Yeah.
Or if you have the thermal cam, like on the Queen Mary, and they turn around and there's a heat signature up on the catwalk, let's go back to base camp. The investigator would be like, hey, wait now.
Yeah.
Let's go up here and take a look and see what's going on up here.
Let's find out why we're getting the heat signature.
Right.
Exactly. I mean, I would support that show 100% if they handled it like that.
That's the whole thing I have
against
that show.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mike.
I just think they're putting out the wrong message to the kids.
Yeah. Exactly. And that's my point. I think it's a good idea. It's a good concept if they would change the principles.
Yeah.
Behind the show.
Yeah. Right.
You know, and that's another thing. You know, I've been doing these tours, and I teach a class, a basic ghost hunting class, and there are a lot of people out there that don't have the slightest clue on what to do. Even if they've watched the TV shows, they still don't know, okay, what do I do?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what they need to do on the show is focus on, okay, now let's not just teach you how to develop your psychic skills, let's teach you how to develop your paranormal investigation skills as well.
Right.
So, yeah, and I think that's going to be where I'm hoping that's what the cop show does, too, is, okay, this is how a police officer investigates a crime scene.
Right.
And this is how we're going to take it and put it into a paranormal investigation.
Right.
Because that would be very interesting to me, because I would like to learn more on how they do that.
See, and that's, Chris says the same thing, and when we first brought on Mike from NYKPS, because he was a police officer, and she was trying to figure out, you know, how do you implement what you do as a police officer investigating stuff? How does that cross over to the paranormal investigating? You know, that sort of thing, just like you're talking about.
What was his answer?
I don't remember.
I need to talk to Mike. I really like Mike. I listen to him on the show, and...
Mm-hmm. He's a very, very cool, laid back, very personable individual.
And he's got an interesting perspective on the paranormal itself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's always interesting to me. I love when I come across somebody who's got a different perspective of the paranormal than most people. And from what I've listened to, that's how he is, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He takes his his real life knowledge in investigation and puts it into the other side investigation, the paranormal investigation.
Right.
So it'll be interesting to see how this show goes. I'm kind of looking forward to it. And I think it starts this week or next. I was reading something on it yesterday. So, anywho, the thrill seeker thing, people ask me all the time, you know, well, why do you do this? Because it's fun to get scared. You know, it doesn't happen to me as much as I used to, but my God, when it does, it's a hoot. Your heart's racing. Yeah. You know, I literally sometimes have been scared enough where I've got to stop, walk away for a minute, and catch my breath. Because then I'm like, ooh, that was fun. Let's do that again.
So. See, I'm kind of different in view with that. I mean, I don't get scared. I mean, it piques my interest. Like,
I think startled is the word that I want to use.
Yeah, the startle factor is like, oh, okay, what was that? Okay, let's go find out what that was, you know? And it kills me, too, because you hear some paranormal, or let me put it like this, some ghost hunters go, oh, my God, I heard that, and we turned tail, and it was, you know, hind end and elbows all the way out.
Oh, and yeah. I think, love that.
Seriously? You were in the wrong field and hobby to be hearing something spooky and then want to run from it.
Well, here's the thing that I always get. This is what I usually talk to them on. You know, if somebody runs away, I'll walk away and I'll talk to them for a few minutes, calm down, and then I'll ask them this question. So, have you ever heard of a paranormal investigator being possessed?
Yeah, Zach Bagans.
Jim Coffey.
Wasatch paranormal doc.
Yeah.
All right.
He's got more than my email now. He's got a couple of phone numbers. Right, so
hold that thought. Hold that thought real quick, because I want to bring in our fellow sickie. PC, you with us?
Good morning, everyone.
Oh yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
PC, that explains.
Feeling a little like death warmed over.
That's how I was Sunday night. That's exactly what I sounded like.
PC, that explains your new profile picture on Facebook.
I know, right? I thought, what can I do with my picture to make it really express how I totally feel?
And it's a walking zombie.
Exactly, right? I'm not going to hang with you long. I want to try to save as much of my voice for my show tonight as possible. But
I hear you.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me this morning, or whatever version of me this is.
Well, I seen yesterday that you had posted you were sick, and if I knew if you were anything like I'd been going through, that's why I waited till the last minute. Like, well, let me send her anyway in case she wants to come.
Right. Yeah, kid went back to school for 3.5 days and comes home sick. Yeah. And it didn't take long at all. Like, I got all three of them home today, and I'm feeling like the only place for me is in bed, but, you know, moms don't get sick days.
Well,
moms don't get sick days.
If you need extra help tonight with Greg, just let me know, and I'm off today also. Doctors told me I couldn't go back till tomorrow, so I'm feeling better, so if you need any more help tonight, just let me know.
That would be great, because I don't know, like I said, how long my voice is going to hold out. I really have no idea.
Yeah, I know. Well, you need to go get you some rest. I know exactly where you're going through. It's been a hell of a weekend for me. So if you
at least I don't have the pain in my chest like I did yesterday. I felt like I got punched in the chest yesterday, and that's pretty much so far since I got up. That's pretty good. So got to be making forward progress of some sort.
Is it from the coughing?
No, that was totally separate.
Oh.
So
probably just congestion. That's probably why your chest hurts. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's a lot, that part of it's better today, so I'm looking at that as progress.
Well, you know, PC, I'm always happy when your chest is better.
I was going to tell her, run on down to the liquor store and grab a pint of whiskey.
Yeah.
There you go. Make me forget all about it, right?
There you go.
Well, put a little honey in it, put a little lemon in it.
Heat it up just a wee bit.
Yeah, it's been there's a lot of crap going around, that's for sure.
Well, I just hope this gets us, you know, gets me done with it for the winter.
That's what I said at the top of the show. I'm hoping the same thing, because I do not want to go through it again.
Me neither. So, yeah. What did I miss? I know I was a little late in getting here. Actually, it's a good thing Steve posted a bulletin because I totally forgot about the Switch.
Yeah. Oh, nothing. We just been babbling about paranormal investigating.
Hey, I got a team out there wants to be me.
We heard that.
Yeah, isn't that fun?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have a team that wants to be you?
Well, they took my name.
Oh, so, yeah. I've come across that now too, which is really bizarre. Well, at least my WPI, uh-huh. I've found three teams now across the United States that have the same initials.
Yeah, we've got quite a few about CPR as well.
Yeah. Sue them, PC. Sick them. Sick them.
That goes right back to the same thing.
We tried to play dice first, did well.
That just goes right back to what we talked about. They're hunters and not investigators, because if you investigate, you know that a name wasn't available or not.
Right.
And I think anybody that does this, that should be the first thing you do. Well, let's Google the name that we want to name our team,
right,
just in case.
Exactly.
Yeah. But then I think there are some teams out there that see, once they Google that name, the results, how many results come up. And if it's a lot of results, well, why not jump in for a piece of the pie?
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know if there's a lot. There's probably, I don't know, maybe. Utah is a different, is a bizarre place when it comes to the paranormal. You guys have got a lot more people that are willing to work together than we do.
Yeah.
And I don't know why that is.
Because we're good peoples.
Oh, okay. It's probably the Mormons. It's got to be the Mormons, right?
Don't make me laugh.
Us evil Mormons up here don't work with anybody.
Don't make me laugh. It makes me cough.
Right, that's exactly. oh, I like Steve. Where do you get that at, Steve?
I don't know, but that's cute.
Ain't it, though? He's got a
smiley with that. His little smiley.
Yeah.
Parentheses, face mask, close parentheses.
I like that.
You have to be one of those texters. Yeah, you got to be one of those people that actually play on the text sites to do it. So. I'm wondering, though, if I should have a filter on my mic between the two of you right now.
I know.
Ever since we started talking to Mike, I've been coughing again.
Oh, no.
I'm going to have to switch out the pop filter after this show, and I'm going to have to put a new one on for PC for tonight.
There you go.
I got the can of Lysol ready, so just in case.
I'll try not to breathe heavy on you, Greg.
I was going to make another comment, PC, but I'll stop.
Oh, ripping on somebody?
No, I was gonna say, you know, PC, you can breathe heavy all you like.
Oh, okay. My nut sounds so good right now, though. You know, all the phlegm that might be attached. It could be really bad.
You start breathing heavy and start hearing the mucus rolling in the chest.
So let me ask you another question here. Since you guys are sick, this is an interesting one. I've had a lot of people that say they don't want to go on ghost hunts when they're sick because they're afraid that they're going to be more open to attack or possession or things like that. What's your guys' opinion on that?
I don't know about that. I'm freaking exhausted, so you wouldn't find my butt looking for no ghosts right now.
Exactly. That's exactly what I was going to say. I wouldn't go, but it's not for that reason, because if I'm sick, I'm probably not interested in going.
Right. I just got out of bed and I'm ready to go right back. So I'm too tired. I wouldn't worry so much about that. Well, I suppose it could leave you open to things because your immune system's down and you're not functioning at top whatever. Brain fog. I got brain fog.
Oh, excuse me.
Well, yeah, brain frog. Nothing's gonna get in. Nothing's gonna get in there anyway.
Exactly right. I got mist in my head.
It's been an interesting. It would be an interesting theory to take. I don't want to say
a bus full of sick people.
Yeah, I don't want to say Walking Dead on a ghost hunt, but you know, somebody who's got a little bit more of a cold or something of that nature, just to see. If
then you'd have to bring coffee, lots of tissues, bottles of water.
Yeah, and the EVP sessions would be interesting, you know?
Is yeah. anybody here? You please tell me your name?
Yeah, that'd be kind of funny.
Just around and sneeze and grab an EVP bag that goes, bless you.
I guess it'd be good.
Yeah, bless you. <It'd> be,
it would be or, good if you're going
dude,
to...
Go to bed, man. You're sicker right. than me, and I'm dead.
It'd probably be good if you were going to investigate a hospital.
Oh, that would be interesting.
Oh, yeah. Maybe you'd get some attention exactly. from the nurses or something.
Yeah.
You know, yep. yeah, and nurses that linger.
Yeah.
But that just goes to think, with that, Mike, would you want to bring, like, I don't know, an axe murderer with you when you investigate a prison?
I don't know. Well,
or dress somebody up like it, you know?
Well, you know, maybe not that, but like what Crystal and them were going to do when they went to Mansfield. She went to Gettysburg and purchased those keys, you know, so oh, I think that would be a good prop. Dangling the
I really
keys
want to do a full dressed out costume investigation someday.
Yeah.
Where, you know, time period.
Fit the era. Yeah.
I think. Yeah. It's just, you know, I really don't look good in old people's clothes. Not yet. Give me another year and I'll be fine. Because, you know, the pants are slowly by gradually inching them way up my belly.
I like that. I like old people's clothes. They're comfortable.
Yeah, they're comfortable.
Yeah. I ain't not about fashion anymore.
I just can't eat dinner at 5 o'clock in the afternoon yet. I just can't do it yet. Close.
I don't know about old people's clothes, but for me right now, it's all about the jammies.
Oh, yes. I haven't been out of mine in 5 days.
Holy cow, Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mike, that's kind of scary
wait,
thought.
What is it? Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Monday. What day is this?
Tuesday.
Yeah, this is the fifth day.
Yeah. What day is this?
Yeah, what day is
I guess the brain fog is floating on over to Mike now.
I'm trying to get
back. Oh, no. No, no. It's always been there, PC.
Oh, yeah. That's true. That's true.
Even when he's well.
Exactly. You know me.
Okay, here's some breaking news for you. Carmen Electra joins MySpace. Add her as a friend.
Yeah, I'll get right on that.
Wow. Carmen Electra's joined MySpace. Wow. She's really up on times, isn't she? I'm about ready to delete my MySpace account because I've never on it anymore.
Well, they just made me mad. They deleted some of my Mansfield pictures.
Really?
Yeah, it said it was either lewd, crude, or copyrighted, and I really can't see how that was. So I took all my Mansfield pictures off my MySpace, and I'm two shakes from just going delete the account.
I just have a question: how do you get pictures of naked ghosts? I've been trying for years.
Right. I wish I could tell you actually.
So if we could have a lot of singles.
There's a whole premise for a whole nother magazine.
Yeah, exactly. You know, another fetish right there.
Paranormal boy or some kind of mess like that.
Paranormal Hooters.
There's a way too much testosterone on this morning's panel.
It's always this way when you've got the three of us on.
This is pretty the much. Beefy boys.
Yeah, we're the beefy boys. We need to get t-shirts that say that.
Yeah.
I'm part of the Beefy Boys.
That's right. The Beefy Boys.
So I get stuff from PC all the time on my Facebook page.
Oh, I am addicted to all them darn apps. Oh, my God. It's terrible.
And MySpace. You're pretty good at MySpace, PC. It seems like I'm always getting an email from you.
I have a knack. I've got it down to a science.
You know, Tom, I get the same thing, and every time I see it, it's like, God.
Yeah. How does she do it? How the hell does she do it? Because I have hard enough time keeping up with Facebook now.
I struggle with Facebook. I have just not really figured it out yet.
No, I just play Mafia.
Facebook's okay. I mean, I don't mind that. The MySpace is on my nerves. And unfortunately, I went and put NPR on Twitter.
Yeah, I've got to do the same.
Greg, you finally broke down. It did.
I haven't quite figured that Twitter thing out either. I got it, but...
Tell people what you're doing. That's all you do.
Yeah, but... Yeah.
Usually what I try to do is when I'm at work, I will, if I think about it, I'll put on there that tonight, you know, PCR is on at 8:30 or whatever, and or NPR is on, or whoever's on that night, I'll try to put that on there, because mine's ASPRN on Twitter.
Yeah, so, I got you, Mike.
So I try to put
those. I haven't Twittered since before we went camping for that really long stretch, and it still says the same thing as it did.
I haven't even looked at Twitter.
Twitter is for me.
I haven't even looked at Twitter. Huh. I've just said, you know, Facebook, I've got 3 accounts that I'm dealing with on Facebook. That's enough.
And now the only thing I really use MySpace for anymore is to post bulletins.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, I probably have 15 or 20 friends requests on MySpace that I need to get to that I just haven't. The other day I went to log on and I couldn't remember my password. It's been so while. I was like, what is the password again for that? Yeah, I don't remember. So.
Yeah.
And then there was silence.
Yeah.
At least you can't hear the cricket outside my window.
That's because all that mess in your ear.
I feel crickets are very soothing and hypnotic myself.
Well, he was in the beginning, but now he's just getting flat out annoying. I'm sick. I don't want to listen to him rub his legs together for crying out loud. He can go hop away and do that somewhere else. You don't have to do it right outside my window. Seriously.
Oh, my God. Crazy. Oh, wow.
Crazy.
Yeah, okay. Shut up.
I don't know. I'm just thinking crickets, I guess. I don't know.
So I've got an investigation down south, and not this weekend, but next weekend.
Kentucky?
Southern Utah. I wish it was south, that far south. Southern Utah. To an old hotel. But it's not far from, I don't know if you've ever heard of the Mountain Meadows Massacre. We're going to head down there and take a look. There is a lot of... It's a big conspiracy thing here in Utah. There were some pioneer people heading to California that came through the state of Utah. And you have to know a little bit about Mormon history to kind of understand the concept here. But they were in this part of Utah, and they were told to stay there. And the story goes that people came in and basically took their guns away from them and said, listen, we'll give them back once you leave the state of Utah, because some of the people are actually people in Missouri and Illinois and places like that that actually killed Mormons when the Mormon Church first was founded. Well, long story short, the story goes that some Mormon people went in and massacred all these pioneers, 120 men and women and some children. So it's supposed to be, I'm interested to do an investigation there just to see if we can pick up anything. So I'm going to go take a look at it. But I was going to ask the question, have you guys ever done anything like Shanghai experiments where you actually make the sounds or stuff like that on an investigation? Because when we go down there, we're actually going to be playing what sounds like musket balls firing, like a battle going on, and then turning it off and see if we pick up anything. Have you guys ever done anything like that?
We haven't, but we've talked about it. We think it's a good idea also.
Greg?
The closest thing we've done is I was with Crystal, and then when they had the cell door keys for the cells. But I mean, we've never done anything like that on with our group.
PC? Now, I've done this before. When we were up at the Wendover Air Force Base, we actually, in the dance hall, we played 1920s, 30s music for about 45 minutes, like big band stuff, and then turned off our recorders, and the atmosphere was completely different in that room from when, before we were playing the music. You could just feel the different energy. And I don't know if it was, our heads from the music being played or whatnot, but we did capture a couple EVP after we did it. So.
Cool.
Yeah, it's an interesting theory. I'm kind of interested in doing it at a battleground. I'd like to do it at Gettysburg. Or go when they're doing the reenactments, and then when they're done, start recording. Because I think it would be interesting to see what would happen.
Yeah. I think so.
Well, that didn't go anywhere. But moving on.
Did we lose everybody?
Hello?
Hey. No, I'm sorry. I'm just sneezing in repetition here and making wishes every three. So.
Hello, is this thing on? Hello?
Yeah,
hello?
We got you.
Am I here? Can anyone hear me?
No, I was just thinking about the third thing. I know that Mike and Chris have the Tippecanoe Battlegrounds up their way.
Right.
And, you know, I've often thought about going up and looking at that as well. But, yeah, Gettysburg, you can get stuff on film and or on digital that, you know, during the middle of the day that, I mean, you can hear screaming, you can hear, you know, the muskets going off and the cannons going off. And so, I would really, really love to get up to Gettysburg as well.
Yeah, I'm really going to try next year. We were going to go this year, but we had some financial issues. And, I mean, losing my job probably didn't help the situation any.
Yeah.
So we're gonna try to go next year. But I would really like to go and have some audio of, you know, get some audio from, I don't know, Glory or any of those old movies where they were at Gettysburg or Civil War battles and play them while we're there just to see what would happen. Because I think it would be interesting to see. I think it would actually increase the activity.
Very could well be. And Greg, we're planning on putting something together for Battleground one of these days. Unfortunately, at least for me anyway, it's not going to happen this year. I don't really have any more free weekends the rest of the year.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, Danielle's talked about it. She wants to put something together out of Battleground. So,
oh, nice.
And I've been out there, you know, Chris and I have been out there a couple times just walking around during the day and shooting pictures and stuff. And but I think it'd be cool to put something on and do something similar to what Tom's talking about and that sort of thing.
Right.
I definitely want to come up to your guys' area sometime next year and investigate with you guys.
Bring it on, buddy.
I'm this tempted just to jump in the truck and head out.
Well, so, unless we quit selling cars, don't come this year because I'm not available.
Yeah, we'll definitely shoot for something next year.
Yeah.
So, busy. I got a busy first of the year next year, but that's okay. I'm excited. I almost have the Winchester Mansion all taken care of.
I knew you were working on that.
Yeah, it looks like it's probably going to be in May.
Oh.
Middle of May or towards the end of May.
Very
so
cool, yeah.
I talked to the guy. He's letting me know either this week or next week. So I'm hopefully going to be up there or up out there next year. And I'm going to break my own rule. I said that I wasn't going to investigate in a state that didn't have concealed carrier permit laws. But for the Winchester Mansion, I'm just going to have to do it because I've always wanted to investigate that place.
That would be cool. That would be cool. Yeah. All right. I think it's time for a break, guys. What do you think?
Sure.
We haven't had one yet.
I need to right on.
Get a few
sounds
of these,
good to me.
Get a few of these commercials in here and see what we can do. So you are listening to Good Morning Paranormal, as best as we can say it, on All Souls Paranormal Radio Network as well as Free Time Radio, and we'll be right back.
Join us October 3rd, 2009 for the first annual Dining with Ghosts at the historic Elwood Opera House in Elwood, Indiana. Enjoy a fantastic buffet dinner at a historically haunted opera house with their resident ghosts. Dining with Ghosts will be an exciting event for everyone not involved in a group. However, experienced investigators will also enjoy the evening. We'll have two speakers, including Keith, who is a grandson of the original building owner. He'll give us the history of the amazing building. Chris Baker, a co-founder of Crossroads Paranormal, will be discussing paranormal investigating. The investigation will follow the speakers as we break down into groups with a guide, take an investigative tour of some of the most active areas. You're welcome to bring your own cameras, recorders, and EMF meters if you have them. A live webcast hosted by Crossroads Paranormal and the All Souls Paranormal Radio Network will also be part of this event. There will be vendors to visit and talk with while you're not involved in the investigations. You'll have a chance to gather after your investigation and talk about your experiences. You can even be interviewed during the webcast. There's a chance that you might be heard live around the world. Your experiences will be unforgettable, and you'll have a lot of fun if you decide that you would like to join us in Dining with Ghosts.
A new way to bring the paranormal community together.
Sharing everyone's ideas and sharing ideas with everyone.
Creating a newsletter with submissions
from all around the world.
Members of all paranormal fields.
Just like you and me.
Whether you're into ghosts and hauntings,
or an observer of UFO phenomenon,
The White Crow is for you.
The first paranormal newsletter.
For everyone.
Written by everyone.
If you have something to share,
or just want to see what's going on,
come join us in this combined effort.
The White Crow.
The paranormal newsletter.
For everyone.
Written by everyone.
Visit us on MySpace at www.myspace.com/thewhitecrowforeveryone.
If you're interested in being part of the mailing list or just to download the newsletter for free, visit us online at www.thewhitecrow.org.
The White Crow, the first paranormal newsletter for everyone, created by everyone.
Tuesday, we'll sell you the seat, but you'll only need the edge.
No, really. Join PCR every Tuesday night at 7 Central Standard Time and 8 Eastern Standard Time on the All Souls Paranormal Radio Network.
Come here. You're looking for a paranormal fix, aren't you? Well, look, check it out. What you need to do, go on over to www.asprn.com. Tell them Mikey sent you. Wink twice, knock twice. When you click on it, hit the chat live. Go into the chat room. Yeah, you'll find your fix there.
All right, we are back. That was the end of the first hour of Good Morning Paranormal. That went pretty quick, guys.
Yes, it did.
Quicker than I thought it would be. I'm not so sick after all, I guess. So, did we lose Tom?
No, I'm here.
Oh, okay. PC, you still here?
She said she'd be right back.
Okay, no problem. No problem at all. So, what were we talking about before the break?
I forgot.
So, you're sick, too. All
right. I just have a lack of memory problem.
Need some Giga Goloba.
Well, you know.
Okay, Gesundheit.
There is a
I haven't sneezed yet.
Oh, there is one conference.
I was saying Gesundheit to whatever Greg just said.
Okay.
There is one conference going on this weekend. I think it's like the kicking off for the big influx of conferences going on through October, I think. Scarefest down in, is that Kentucky or Tennessee? I think it's Kentucky.
I think you're right.
Put on by, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Patty Starr. Is that correct?
Oh, gosh.
That I'm not sure of.
I don't even look anymore because it just makes me, you know, frustrated that I can't go.
I believe that one's done by Patty Starr and her outfit, but I'm not 100% sure.
I think the closest one to me this year is going to be in Arizona, and I think it's maybe it already happened. Maybe it was in August, September. I think it's in September. It's like next weekend, I think. And then, I'm not sure.
Oh, hold on. I hate flash websites.
That was kind of cool. Woo, I'm getting all chilly.
Aura Horror and Paranormal Conventions, September 11th, 12th, and 13th, 2009 in Lexington, Kentucky.
Lexington, Kentucky. That's what I thought it was Kentucky, but I wasn't 100% sure.
Hold on a second. I'm going to get off here. I want to see. Oh, my gosh. Okay, anyway, I was going to see who was putting it on, but the music.
That was some awesome background music, I have to say.
I can do that. I'm using a different computer than the sounds on, so... I'll see what I can come up with. And then I know on October 3rd, there's two events going on, one of which is the Chicago Ghost Conference up in Chicago, which is a lot of our group is helping put that on, or part of our new part of our group, let's put it that way. We put on a whole chapter up in the northern part of Indiana, and they were with another group that is putting this event on. So they're still participating in that. So unfortunately, we can't make it to it because we have our own event going on the same day, which we just played a commercial for, Dining with Ghost at the Elwood Opera House. So that'll be a busy day.
Yeah, I think we're going to try and make the Dining with Ghost.
That'd be cool. It's going to be something different, you know. Okay, what do I got here?
Sorry, you caught me with a bagel in my mouth.
very cool.
I'm eating Reese's Pieces.
Reese's Pieces.
Breakfast of on Champions.
Mm-hmm. Let's see here. Scarefest.
My wife is under the, don't ask, don't tell policy when it comes to the paranormal, but I think I've talked her into coming down to, or going up to Dining with Ghosts. Still have to talk to her a little bit about it and... make sure, so we'll have to just go from there. But I'm hoping she says, yeah, I'll go. So we'll see.
Yeah, I'm getting excited for our little paranormal dinner and ghost to our dark tours, what they're calling it, at the zoo here in Utah. Our little local zoo. That's going to be fun.
Paranormal stuff going on at the zoo?
there's a lot of history in the area, but it was kind of funny when I first went up and met with them because they approached us and asked us if we were interested in helping them with this, and we had to get some liability insurance to be able to do it. And I think that's one of the reasons why a lot of teams weren't willing to do it, because they're going to have to cough up money to do it, right. And I went up there, and I've done some research, but it was interesting. When we were doing the walkthrough, she was like, well, and there's some things that you can't do. You can't talk about any sort of, if you have psychics or mediums or whatever, they can't talk about any dead animals that you may be experiencing. And you can't talk about anyone who has died at the zoo as employees.
That have
been killed by animals. Yeah. I'm like, okay, well, that's going to leave a lot there. But I did find out that there was a cabin on the site or close to where the zoo is where one winter an entire family froze to death. So I do know that. And there is a historical museum that's right across the street from the zoo that there's a lot of activity at. So maybe something bled over. It'll be interesting to see. We're going to investigate. We get to go the first weekend of October and just the team and investigate it for 6-7 hours after dark. So just wandering around the zoo after dark with the lights off, I think it's going to be kind of creepy enough.
All right, I tell you what, I'm going to give you a bit of advice about investigating zoos.
Okay.
When you get over to, like, the African exhibit, do not go in the lion's cage.
Don't go into the cage?
Right.
Damn it.
I know. I'm just a little friendly advice.
I thought it would have been cool to get some audio of, hey, what's that kitty? kind of thing.
I know, right?
Yeah, that'd be awesome. I could send one of the guests in there. But.
All right, back to Scarefest. It is put on by Patty Starr's group, Ghost Chasers International. And some of the lineup is Zach Baggins, Nick Groff, Aaron Goodwin, all of Ghost Adventures. Bill Byrnes, or Burns, he's a star of UFO Hunters. Tom's favorite person.
I actually met him.
Have you?
Yeah, he was actually up here in Utah interviewing Alien Dave, and I went up to talk to Alien Dave, and I got introduced to them. So
Tom's buddy, Chip Coffee,
sweet.
Of course, Patty Starr, John Zaffis, Chris Moon, Michelle Belanger, Carmen Reed, Shannon Sylvia, Edie Nathan, Kane Hodder, he's with the Hollywood Ghost Hunters, Steve Knapp, Shane Garner, Johnny Hauser, and Caps Paranormal Radio. So that's, here's the speakers. Susan Rushing, Michelle Babaris, Shock, Sarah Buford, Paul Browning, Chris Deadman.
Wait a minute. There's someone's named Shock?
Well, it's Shock. It's the ones that put on that conference that was a flop.
Oh, okay. It's a group's name. I thought it was a person's name. I was like, okay, I've heard some strange names in my day, but Shock?
I am so changing my name to Shock.
Yeah.
Well, they've got quite a lineup. Continue on with that. Beth Brown, James Namek, Erica Boozerhain, Christina Barker.
I would love my last name to be Boozerhain.
That'd
be cool.
Shock Boozerhain.
Yeah. Rochelle Shock Sparrow. Boozerhain. And Rochelle Sparrow and Courtney Kane. Those will be great. Bob Heath, Sean Sellers, and Ron Coffey. So there's quite a few people that are going to be there. Should be a great place.
Who's Ron Coffey?
I don't know.
Jim Coffey's.
It says. His topic is Kentucky cryptids.
Okay.
Speaking of crypto, did you guys see? I haven't followed up on that. Supposedly they caught a. Come on, brain. Work.
Chupacabra?
Chupacabra.
Where?
I think it was Texas.
Was it on film?
Huh?
Was it a picture or was it an actual animal?
It was an actual animal.
Really?
It was a, I'm trying to think from the top of my head. I don't remember where I seen it. They had a school down there, a taxidermy school. And one of the guys that's going to the school caught it in a trap or something. And then they had it frozen. That's what they do with for taxidermy. They take when you take an animal in to get it done, mounted, they freeze it. So this one was free. They had pictures of it laying out on the deck. It was already frozen and stuff. So I haven't heard any more about that, though. I should have followed. I forgot about it. That was just before I got sick and didn't give a damn.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now.
Are you?
It looks
Send
like
a link.
I don't know. It looks like a dog. I mean, I'm not seeing any kind of type of.
It was talking about the tail. It looked like a mouse tail. And you can see different pictures. The one I seen had different
pictures.
It's
probably just a really large Mexican rat.
Could very well be.
It's up in the chat room, Tom. The link that I have. Let me see if I can't find some pictures.
Oh,
here we go. I don't want to read about it. I want to look about it. Honestly, it looks like a cross between maybe a coyote and a fox, maybe.
It has no hair.
Right.
Well, I mean, if they're taxidermists, how easy would it be for them to, you know, make something to make it look like?
That's what I'm saying. You know, when they had that Bigfoot scam, that kind of come out. I haven't heard any more about this one, though. That's what I was wondering about.
Well, in the chupacabra, it's supposed to have some kind of, I guess wings too.
Oh,
I think so. There's different types of, like, different versions of it. I'm not positive though. I'm not a big cryptozoologist, so I call the Bigfoot thing. That's about it.
Well, I thought the story of the chupacabra was more like a dog bat type of animal. I could be wrong. I mean,
yeah, I don't know. I don't know either. I'm like Tom. I don't know a lot about the. I don't know a lot about anything, but I know even less about crypto.
Yeah,
I
know.
I've seen one episode of some show on TV where this woman found what she thought was a chupacabra. It was the dog-like, had a dog-like figure and face. It was a little different, kind of like it was almost slightly deformed. It, you know, it was just odd shaped. And it had lost all of its hair, but it was, or it didn't have any hair really. And they brought in a vet and all kinds of things to look at this carcass. And it was, what is it that dogs get? Mange.
Mm.
It was actually a dog that had mange, and it, you know, was just mistaken for something, you know, out of the ordinary. So
see, that's what I'm thinking too on some of these, you know, because like you said, the picture, it does look like a dog. And
see, and I always thought it was gonna be, it looked more like a dog, but it had more of like standing, it could stand up legs, you know, and it walked on its hind legs. It didn't walk on all four kind of thing. I don't know.
Oh, I don't know about that either.
Yeah. Who knows?
Yeah, I have no idea. Just thought I'd throw that out there.
Yeah, I'm looking at it too, and I'm like, eh, it looks like a dog to me.
Yeah, me too.
A Mexican rat, one of the two.
That's a big ass rat, let me tell you.
Hey, have you ever seen some of the Mexican rats?
You know, I'm not really looking forward to it.
No, it's kind of a scary thing. Anything else new in the paranormal field?
You know,
anybody got an exciting going this weekend?
No, I'm trying to recover. I know Chris, she's going to be going on an investigation over in Illinois coming up here soon. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to make that. And now off the top of my head, I can't even tell you where it's at. But I know she was talking to some members of our group, and they were setting something up. One of them's brother lives in Illinois and can get us into something over there. So she's kind of excited about it. I can't remember what it was, though. But and I'm still wanting to get back into wood carvers before the end of the year. I hear that after the end of the year, there will be no longer allowing investigations there. Had you heard that, Greg?
I had not heard that.
I seen a blip somewhere. I don't know where it was at. So,
congratulations. You've been selected to receive a $1,000.
Okay.
Sweet. I won.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. I was looking at pictures of the Chupacabra.
You're actually looking at pictures of...
That's the kind of EVPs I like right there.
You're looking at pictures of Gwyneth Paltrow. I saw the cover of the Sun.
Not a big Gwyneth fan. She just needs to eat some cake.
There you go. Got a little meat on them bones.
Sorry. So I'm sitting here, and my wife hands me a... one of those new Reese's Fast Break candies.
Mm-hmm.
And my daughter hadn't taken a bite out of it, so I thought Stacy wanted me to open the thing up so she could get more of it. So I opened it up and handed it to my daughter. My wife looks at me like, no, I wanted you to take it from her. So we're trying to get Addie to come closer to us. And Addie realizes what we're doing, so she shoves the whole thing in her mouth. That's pretty funny. She's no fool. My little daughter is no fool at all. I know what my parents are up to. They're going to take away my candy.
Right.
So,
Crystal, I don't know what you're talking about, dear.
What's Crystal talking about?
Well, I
heard that year about the wood carvers.
Oh, okay. I tried to tell y'all. Huh. No one knew.
I don't think Danielle likes me.
Oh, please.
I don't think she does.
Now, where'd that come from?
I don't know.
We weren't even
just
talking
all of
about
a sudden,
Danielle.
I was just thinking about it. I think if we were to ever meet, she'd probably beat the crap out of me.
Well, I can't say she won't do that, but I think she likes you. And that would be.
I think Chris would do the same.
But, probably so. You know, they'd probably gang up on you.
That would be kind of cool, actually.
You
get it on video and we can put it on YouTube.
There you go.
It's been a while since I've seen a good cat fight.
Wait a minute. The hated Tom beaten by two Hoosier women. News at 11.
Right.
Okay. So I'm just scanning the news here. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was too. I'm still looking at the Chupacabra stuff, okay?
And you're still eating your bagel.
Yeah.
I'm all done with my Reese's Pieces.
Hey, you know, big boys got to eat.
I did that at 8 o'clock this morning.
Energy level. I don't know. It looks like a mix between a hairless chihuahua and a fox, maybe. Because I'm seeing different sizes of this animal. I mean, some look like a small coyote, and others look just bigger than maybe a fox or about a fox size. So I'm wondering if there might be a special breed of foxes out that way that are hairless? Possibly.
I don't know, but if I ever get a chihuahua, I'm shaving it.
I thought they were already shaved.
Dude, there's no reason that anyone in the world should ever own a chihuahua.
Well, you know, just in case you get hungry.
Well, you know, maybe. I hear they make good Mexican food, but anyway.
They can run to the border.
Right.
Oh, come on now. You're making me hungry for tacos I won't be able to taste anyway.
Yeah. Don't that suck? You know, Chris did a lot of good cooking this. Actually, the refrigerator is full of leftovers. I love leftovers. And
I made me a really good pork roast, dogs.
Actually, I got up this morning. Yesterday, she made... I love sausage babe.
Really?
I love sausage gravy and biscuits, you know, with the eggs and all that kind of stuff.
Oh,
and,
yeah. That's good fat guy food.
Oh,
right
yeah,
there.
Buddy.
E's and G's.
So,
yeah.
What she does is she takes one of these disposable aluminum, like, bowls, cooking-type utensil things.
Right.
And, of course, she gets it all cooked up. And so she layers the bottom with the biscuits. And then we put the eggs over top of that and hash browns over top of that. And she sprinkles bacon bits in there and then covers it with the sausage gravy, of course, and adds cheese and stuff. So it's kind of like a huge, like if you were going to go to...
it's a skillet from Lenny's.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
And so she made one of them. And, of course, as hard as it is to believe, I haven't been able to eat too much this weekend at one time. And... so there was plenty of that left over, and these new pills they got me on, I have to take with food. So I got up this morning, we still had a big bowl of that left over, so I had a big plate of that and took my pills. And
now you make me want to have some biscuits and gravy, Mike. It's not nice.
Chris, you know, if nothing else, that woman can cook. Needless to say, that's why, you know, I've always been a big guy. Now I'm even bigger. But
Perusing, is that the right word?
Perusing
paranormal sites right now.
Okay.
One of my favorite hobbies.
There you go.
And come across a couple here that have something to say, either solving the unknown or dealing with the unknown. How do you solve something that's unknown?
We don't know.
I don't.
They unknowingly solved it.
Yeah, if you've solved it, wouldn't it be known?
Yeah, you know, you would kind of think that, wouldn't you?
I would think. Oh, they're a Taps family affiliate. Never mind.
Do you ever, when you see that kind of stuff, you know, they all have contact buttons or comment buttons. Do you ever leave that and ask those questions?
No, I've got enough people that hate me.
It's Tom at Wasatch Paranormal.
WasatchParanormal.com.
Wasatch.
Here we go. This is what I was looking for. Paranormal Cops coming this fall. I'm kind of excited about this show. So, no, it doesn't have a release date. Damn it. I was kind of curious when the show's coming on.
Does it give you an insight on what it's going to be about or anything?
It's just a trailer.
Yeah. But it's going to be on A&E.
It's going to be on A&E, and I don't have cable, so I'm going to have to download it from somewhere. Hopefully it'll be on Hulu or something.
I'm sure we'll get it on the TiVo playlist, so I'll get to check it out whenever it happens. Although we've taken a lot of them off now, like you talking about earlier, I don't think she TiVos Ghost Hunters anymore. If she does, I don't watch them. Don't do Paranormal State anymore. Actually, I don't think she does any of them anymore.
Yeah, I watched a couple of episodes of Ghost Adventures, and I just liked watching the pretty boy run away.
That's the thing I like about it too. Not only him, but the big guy. He
I don't like making fun of fat guys because I am one of those guys.
Well,
I get made enough fun of. So,
not that.
But when I can see a pretty boy get scared,
yeah,
it's well worth it. Yeah. I'd pay him good money to just see that. You know,
it's pretty funny though. But the possession thing, that just blows my mind.
That does kill me. I have to.
They were one of the last shows that had any kind of integrity left.
Right, I agree. I used to say
totally just blew it. I don't even think they realize it.
I was with them until they pulled up that possession thing. That pretty much shot it for me.
And, you know, and like I said earlier, I don't think I've ever seen a paranormal investigator been possessed.
Yeah.
It's one of those things you have to be... Well, Zach, it'd be possible for him to be possessed because he probably is evil enough to want it.
Yeah, he's but, a pansy.
Yeah,
he is. Possessed by a woman.
He likes...
Yeah.
Isn't that right, Crystal? Zach Baggin?
He's probably...
There's that demon he can't handle.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Zach is probably pursued by women, not possessed by women.
And that's Tom at WasatchParanormal.com.
I just like to see him comb his damn hair.
Yeah, I've not seen him. Does he have like the John Travolta grease waff thing going on?
Well, he does, but it's all sticking out everywhere.
Nice. We had this group from Tombstone on a couple weeks ago, and he actually was there when Ghost Adventurers was doing the show, and they were talking to him. And I asked him, I said, so, because they have a picture of him on their website, and Zach has got his little GQ pose. And I'm like, does he do this? Oh, he says, oh, yeah. When anybody brought out a camera, you cannot get a candid shot of this guy. It's all of a sudden his arms to his waist, standing like Superman.
Crystal says y'all better leave Zach alone. I don't think
Come on, Crystal.
Tell Zach he can email me at staff@midwestparatalkradio.com and I'll have him on the show and we can discuss it.
I'm not hating. I'm making fun of.
I am. Damn sexier than Zach. I'm real. He's a robot.
And a lot more of you.
Right. Yeah.
More pushing for the cushion.
Yeah.
Exactly. Hey, I'm going to put a link up in the chat room.
Okay.
And, it's pretty interesting videos for YouTube. You guys might want to check it out.
Take a look at it.
Gnome sighting in Argentina.
A gnome?
Gnome.
Bite me, dude. Just bite me.
PC, I didn't know you made it down that far south. I thought she was a northern girl.
I was on vacation. Okay? I don't know.
My fault.
I'm really sick of the gnome paparazzi.
The gnome paparazzi. The
paparazzi.
They follow me everywhere.
Hold on, let me mute this. It was really kind of a funny little video, so I wanted to put it out there. Chupacabras, and bless you.
Oh, my God.
But it's you know, I ain't trying to bag on Baggins, but...
Bag on Baggins.
Right. At what point do you think it's a good idea to take your show to that level? I mean, you want to put this out here and for everybody to see, and you want to be taken seriously, and then you mess around with, I'm a sister! I'm like, dude, come on, seriously? You know, and like you said, Mike, at that point, I mean, I never really watched him anyway, because when the whole brick thing in, like, the first episode, when the first documentary before they got on...
Yeah.
Double Champ all the time, and the brick flies across the... And they run like pansies. I'm like, dude.
I'd be standing there like, throw it at me. Hit me with it. You come know, on.
I don't necessarily think that I would have ran like a little girl, but I dang sure would have chucked, you know, here's a flashlight and here's a camera. Let's get it in there and see if there's anything in there.
I don't think I'd run from something either, unless it was a big ugly spider. Then I'd be in the next room in like a heartbeat.
It's always funny that paranormal investigators are more scared of the living than we ever are of the dead.
Dude, live people bother me.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I mean, being out in public and you're kind of, you know, doing whatever it is. And, you know, when I go out in public, a lot of the times I take my cane with me. And that's just basically to try to put a perameter around myself. So it'd be really easy.
Fur hat and a
No, it ain't all pimp-tastic or anything. It's just a little wood cane. But, I mean... Like if I go to the Walmart or something like that, and I still have jackasses walking in front of me and bumping into me. Hmm. You know?
Well, it's Walmart, you know. There's people that go in there and never leave.
And then, you know, even like the job, too. But yeah, I mean, live people bother me a lot more than ghosts.
Very true. We went silent. What happened? Uh-oh. All right. I've lost everyone. Skype crashed on it, so hopefully they'll call us back here real quick. I don't know what happened. So while we're doing that, we'll go ahead and take a quick commercial break here and see if I can't get everyone dialed back in. So we'll be right back.
Rough economy getting to you? Are you not reaching as many people as you would like to?
Is your company just not achieving?
Well, the problem could be with your marketing. How your company markets themselves determines a lot.
Yes, it does. Hi, I'm Jeffrey Obama II, CEO and founder of Leading Tone Entertainment. LTE is a company that can help you in many ways. We create dynamic websites using the latest in technology.
We do voiceovers and also radio and TV commercials.
Leading Tone Entertainment is a full-service agency. Come and check us out. Visit us on the web at leadingtoneentertainment.com or give us a call
at 765-413-4280. Again, that number is 765-413-4280. Have a good one, and we look forward to doing business with you.
Join Residual Hauntings live every Wednesday night at 11 Eastern on the All Souls Paranormal Radio Network. Residual Hauntings Live will bring you the best of the best, and not to mention, the Paranormal Ninja. So wind your Wednesday down with Residual Hauntings live at 11 Eastern on the All Souls Paranormal Radio Network.
All right, we are back. And I am having, there we go, trying to get him called back now.
Hello?
There we go. You guys back with me?
We are back.
Wow, Skype took a hard crash. I had to complete.
Man, that was nasty.
It even left out of the tray down at the bottom. I had to go into the system and find it and open it back up.
Oh, wow.
That was kind of weird.
So before we were cut off, I was asking Greg, I have a question for you. How much do you know about Google search? Like, how do they rank who's going to be the very first person?
I'm not sure how they rank that. Unless they just go like Google has kind of a little secret. It has just about on every website like ever. They have a analytical bot, and it goes out and it tabulates how many hits that you get every day on your website. And well, PC's not answering. Anyway, like I have a little tool with my Firefox that tells me, you know, who's looking at what I'm looking at, like, or who's looking at me looking at this, right?
Yeah.
So in Google Analytics, I think is what it's called. But I think then they tabulate that and graph it out and say, okay, well, this, you know, let's put this guy's website at the top. He's had this many hits for today or for the week.
Yeah, and that's what I thought. I thought they'd go off of how many hits.
Yeah, that's right. I thought too.
The reason why I'm asking is that I Googled paranormal investigators.
Uh-huh.
And Taps is not the first one.
Right.
How is that possible?
Because just like we were saying earlier, I mean, how many people are, let me put it like this, how many paranormal investigators watch Taps anymore?
Well, that's true. But I'll tell you also why. It's because whatever they have in their tag for their website. Okay, if Ghost Hunters doesn't have that you typed in paranormal investigators. So yeah. If that's not in their tag,
That's right.
Then it's not going to be the first one to show up.
That's right.
Yeah, because the very first one's this team out of, I don't even know where.
But it's going to take that.
Paranormal Research Society of North America.
Right. So that's how that works. It all depends on what you got tagged in there. A lot of websites have nothing in their tags.
I see. So if I just put Ghost Hunter.
Yeah.
Let's see what happens. Ghost Hunter, Sci-Fi Channel, then the Atlantic Paranormal Society. Interesting.
Right. Yeah.
Just kind of curious how they ranked it, because I mean, it would be a good way to look for guests.
Right. You know, you could Google me, but then there's a house in Illinois that'll come up, and it's not me at all. So.
If you Google me, you get knocked on my arse. If you put Tom Carr ghost,
Right.
The first thing that comes up is knocked on my arse. That's when I got picked up and thrown to the ground by a ghost. I think that's the first thing. So, Tom Carr, ghosts. Either that or it's, Ghost Knocked Me Down, the article that was in the Weekly Universe last year.
Right. I see that.
Let's see. And then Residual Hauntings a second.
There. Holy cow. I did a Tom Carr Ghosts, and I put that in. But if you click on video, Crossroads Paranormal Radio Show presents Tom Carr and Russ Larson.
Yep. And then Residual Hauntings is down there a little way. Yeah. If you put in images, you can find. There's a cool picture of me. Click on images.
Stand by, Rampart. I'm trying to get PC back, but
yeah,
maybe Crystal, she went to bed.
Crystal, hey, it's Uncle Fester.
Crystal was trying. Crystal was trying to call in too, and it would not allow. I cannot do anything with her, so I can't do anything with anything.
Really?
I think it's interesting. There's another Tom Carr who takes pictures of haunted locations. And there's another Tom Carr paranormal investigator out there.
Wow.
He took a ton of pictures of Waverly Hills.
Really?
Because I've gotten a couple emails asking me questions about these photographs. And I'm like, well...
never been there, dude.
Haven't been there yet. So, yeah.
Hey, you know, if you do Tom Carr Ghost and then click on images, the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7... 11th picture down is the Superman.
Yeah. Thomas Carr. Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of funny. Then there's the 3 from the Superman one, the Herald article. I love that photograph of me. We actually caught a prison door open and close on film.
Oh, cool.
Unfortunately, it's on my DVR system, and I can't figure out how to convert it to be able to be played on the website.
Oh, my good God. Google is your friend, my friend. Hey, I believe we've got Crystal and PC back with us.
Okay.
Morning.
Crystal.
Morning.
There's PC. Crystal, you got to actually plug your headphones.
Either that or turn off the mute.
Right. Volume up, maybe.
She's trying to do it telepathically.
Right. Telekinetically.
Yes. Yeah, I think it's interesting that you Google me, Crossroads Paranormal, the show I did with them back January 6th of 08.
I tell you, we come up so many places, unbelievable. I mean, it's like 20, 30 pages or more.
Right. We'll see. You know, this is interesting because I could do a Google search on Greg Cable and the Greg Cable House out of the Great Smoky Mountains National Park comes up. And there for a long time, that's all the first page was. That's all it was just Greg Cable House. Huh. Now I've got my LinkedIn in there and I've got, nope, there's more house stuff. There's Facebook stuff.
Yep.
Man. It's kind of interesting, kind of scary, too, that, you know, you put your name out there and then all of a sudden you Google yourself and there's like all this stuff. And next thing you know, I'll be having to explain the porn pictures that I took back when, you know.
Yeah.
I was young. I needed the money.
Right.
At 7:20 a.m., Greg Cable was at ilikeboobs.com.
Right. you know what's funny, though? I have a program that when I went to college, I went for information security. And one of the classes was how to hack. So they gave us all these programs, these software programs.
That's real intelligent. They teach you how to do this stuff. No wonder.
Well, that way you can learn how to stop it or you can recognize. Yeah, I've taken the same class. So.
Right. So, I mean, I've got programs on my thumb drive to this day that tell me exactly that. I mean, I could put this program called
Can you hear me now?
Crystal.
Hello?
Charlie. Hello? Yeah,
hey, what are you doing? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Wow.
But, yeah, this program is called Etherape. And I can pick out everybody that's on my network segment
and I can tell you what website they're on. I can tell you how long they've been here. I can tell you what cookies they have from that website.
Well, that's nasty.
And it looks like a big Doppler radar.
Wow.
Of course you could tell who's got what cookies.
You know? I am on the dark side. We have cookies.
So you said you're talking about like your network at work?
My network segment here at home. Everyone that's on my network segment in this location and within probably, well, the whole, like the last time I did it, there were 749 users on my network segment on my Switch.
Wow.
And I could go to everyone that was on there and I could tell you exactly what sites that they were on.
Wow.
They needed to do a Simpson episode with that, with Homer figuring that out. Bring back Mr. X.
It's a scary program. I got another one that does like art poisoning, which steals broadband.
Nice.
Had a dude that was doing that, and when we lived in the house, and so I pulled out my I have a Flask program, a Flack rather, that it's like a Linux based program, and runs on top of Windows, and I put my stuff in, and it's called Ettercap. And Ettercap will go out and reverse art poison the other user. So whoever's doing the attack, I can specifically pinpoint who he is and start drawing the broadband back from him.
Hmm. Take him all the way down to zero.
Oh, Tom, I hit him so hard that I couldn't see him on the Etherate program. And the wife, the whole time, it's funny because the wife's over my shoulder going, okay, you need to stop, you need to stop, you need to stop, you need to stop. Okay, the police are going to come, you need to stop, you need to stop, you need to stop. And I'm like, chill out.
I had a person in my old apartment that was stealing bandwidth from us, mm-hmm. even though I was secured. Mm-hmm. So I hit him with a ping virus.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun.
Yeah, we call those the bombs.
Yeah.
Because you can put on there, one program I have is exactly that, is it's a ping bomb, and if I send it to you and you open it up, it opens up like an infinite amount of command prompt windows.
Yeah.
And the only thing it says in the window is boom. It does it until your computer locks up or restarts. Yeah.
Hey Mike, remind me not to tick these two off.
You know, I'm sitting here thinking the same thing, PC.
You know, I haven't. I'm so out of the computer thing. I probably would really screw it up now. But a few years ago, when I was doing it on a regular basis,
PC. You know who my two dearest closest friends are now?
Mine too. Why don't you just say that, Mike? They're mine too.
Well, you know, I mean, I use mine for the light side.
I use mine only for good.
Good
I'm,
night.
I'm kind of the Superman of the
or revenge.
No, never really.
Huh. Oh, I will take somebody's broadband in a heartbeat that's messing with my network connection.
Yeah, people are... I've been kind of lucky in the apartments that I'm in now. There's when I do a search, network search, there's only about two or three people that are running off of wireless.
Mm-hmm.
So, right. And everybody's getting much better at it. I mean, 5-6 years ago...
Everything wide open all the time?
Wide open all the time. Yep. People didn't even realize, you know, anybody in their grandmother could pull into a parking lot with a wireless setup and steal everything off your computer.
Hmm. I got a program, too, that I wouldn't even have to go to somebody's parking lot.
You just have to know their IP address?
Yep.
Oh, that's nice.
Man, I can't believe I'm telling you all this. I'm going to have the feds knocking at my door going, dude.
Nah. Like the feds listen to this show. Come on. They're busy chasing...
Dude, you know, I am all that. Sorry, I couldn't hold...
I'll be right back. I have to go to the garage and get a shovel.
I know, right? I know.
Hey, a gnome was spotted in Nova Scotia.
No way.
Yeah.
PC?
I'm sorry.
It's a bit closer.
Let me tell you what pisses me off hearing all this stuff. All that traveling she's doing, she wouldn't come down and see us in Indianapolis.
That's right.
What's up with that?
Gee.
Apparently a creepy gnome terrorized a town.
I'm not a creepy gnome.
I don't think...
Well, isn't it Nova Scotia that has, like, the town that is, like, supposed to be inhabited by nothing but gnomes? Was that Nova Scotia or was that somewhere overseas?
No, that's Nova Scotia.
Nova Scotia. No, seriously.
Mike, you know what? When you asked me to come on the show this morning, I was worried about Greg giving me crap. And look who's joining him now, Mike.
Me? No. I'm just getting even from our very, very first radio show. You and Serenity Moore slamming me to the wall.
Yeah, well, that was a rough one, huh, Tom?
Yeah, it was. Not only that, but the phone. Because I couldn't get a word in because my phone was all screwed up.
That's the best.
Even if your phone wouldn't have been screwed up, you probably still wouldn't have gotten a word in edgewise.
That's true. You both were pretty nasty. But I love you now.
We were not nasty. Now. Crystal. Oh, sure. Make me feel bad like I don't feel bad enough right now.
What are you talking about?
Crystal, are you here with us?
I've been here.
Oh, I thought I heard something back there. How you doing? How you doing?
I came to defend Zach.
Oh, whatever.
Oh, whatever. Go ahead and try to defend that pretty boy.
Welcome to the Gag Baggin' Show.
Hey.
I was going to say this is the mucus section of Good Morning Paranormal, but...
Hello, everybody. This is Zach Baggins for GM.
And that is CPR Radio.
All right. That would be staff at Midwest Paratalk Radio.
All right, you guys are killing me. I'm going to die if what is over with.
Greg, have I told you I hated you lately?
No,
but that sounds like a song.
It is. It's made up just for Greg and Matt.
Oh, stop. I'll call my friend Zach, and he'll be all mad at you.
Oh, you are so cute.
I know, right? Yeah, and that's staff at MidwestParatalkRadio.com. And also Tom at WasatchParanormal.com.
There you go.
If you can,
and also Mike at ASPRN.com.
Hey, I'm sitting here.
And I didn't do nothing, so leave me out of it.
Right?
All
right, cable.
Hey, I just got a hate mail.
Right, here you go. The views and opinions expressed by Tom Carr and Greg Cable on the Good Morning Paranormal, All Souls Paranormal Radio Network, does not reflect those of the management and owners of the All Souls Paranormal Radio Network.
There you go.
Or the other staff members.
Or staff of Midwest. Midwest.
Especially not Crystal of Northern Kentucky Paranormal Society, because she idolizes Zach. That is Crystal at NKYPS.
Crystal, you need to get a new hero.
I told you, Crystal, I'll be your hero.
Oh, thank you, Greg.
Right.
Crystal, how long have you been involved in the paranormal?
Officially, almost 3 years.
Okay. All right. That explains a lot. I'm just teasing you. I'm just teasing you.
I'm going to corner and cry now.
No, I'm just kidding. You know I love you.
I love Zach. He is hot, but yeah, they so need to give up that demonic possession thing.
Zach is not hot.
He is. Don't hate.
Hey, what? Who's hating? Do you see all this in front? This is love muscle.
Hey, Greg.
I got more on Zach than anyone else here.
Hey, Greg. I want you and Tom to send me a bunch of different pictures of you guys. So I'm going to make a poster of the three of us called the Beefy Boys.
Okay. I've got plenty.
Okay, send me some pictures.
An awesome one now on my Facebook page where I'm doing this little fairy dance. I don't know why, but
I'm not sure I want to use that one.
I did this lecture and it's hilarious.
Yeah, I'm going to make some posters, Beefy Boys.
Yeah, whatever.
Right on.
Crystal, here's the thing is, the prettier the boy is, the more likely he's going to beat the girl.
Well, you know, I wish they would try to beat me.
No, not in a good way.
Right.
Not in a good way.
Or the prettier the boy, the more he likes the boys.
Hey, that's
probably true.
And you know what? I'm not trying to bag on Baggins too much.
Yes, you are.
So I know how you feel about him, Crystal, but seriously, he's just so girly.
Well,
they threw a rock at me!
God, I hate you.
And you know what really, really stinks about the whole thing is, like I said, I mean, when they first came out, when they did the three documentaries, or that one documentary about the three haunted locations out in what was it, Nevada?
Yes.
You know, I was thinking, you know, this might be an interesting, you know, show once they get it up and running, and then they, you know, it was decent, it was all right, you know, and just like any paranormal show with me, I kind of start off like, okay, this is cool, it's okay, yeah, I'm not going to watch it anymore.
Yeah.
But when he hit the I'm possessed, I'm like, come on, dude, seriously. I'm done.
See, now, the interesting thing is with Paranormal State, I only watched 15 minutes of it before I decided that I didn't want to watch that show ever again.
I watched the intro, and then
I gave it 15 something minutes.
Came up, and I never went back to it, and then I caught, like, about 5 to 15 minutes of it and laughed. And then there was I was reading a blog by somebody that they were talking about. It was actually a homeowner that they had in there, and they were staging evidence.
Oh.
And, yeah, you remember, I think there was a big stink on MySpace and blogs and stuff about this. And, you know, let me say this. The homeowner allegedly claimed that they were staging evidence. They would put, you know, they allegedly put beer on the bed, then removed it, then allegedly used the thermocam on the bed and said, look, it's a cold spot, allegedly.
Yeah, that was Beerzilla, or the Beer Lyle. Don't
right.
you remember hearing about Beer Lyle?
No.
Instead yeah. of Belial, it was Beer Lyle.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. The,
you see, I haven't even watched the show enough to know what's going on. I mean, if we want to talk about shows that have given and paranormal investigators bad names, Paranormal State is right there on the top of the list.
Allegedly Paranormal State.
No. All views expressed by
Tom at BossAtParanormal.com.
And I don't care. They can call me all they want. I'll go on a ghost hunt with them and show them how to really investigate.
I would say Most Haunted takes the cake.
No. The thing I like about Most Haunted is it's funny.
Right.
Okay?
I agree.
I like the entertainment value of Most Haunted.
I like
watching a bunch of girls sit in a tent
right.
conducting a seance and then creeping out because it's windy outside is funny to me.
Or the cameras up the nose, the night vision
yeah.
cameras up the nose, the nostrils.
I'm all into the Blair Witch Whoa. Thing.
Whoa.
Paranormal State, on the other hand, doesn't realize how bad they are. That's what's so bad about it.
Well, you know, and I think in all intents and purposes, when they first started out, they actually had good intentions. Okay, and then all of a sudden, you know, we're picked up by this, you know, cable network, and, you know, we need to come up with some good stuff. So the only thing they could really think of at the time was the demon angle.
Yeah.
You know, and that's when they lost it. I mean, just do the show, and that's why I will never be good on television if I ever got to that point, because I'm not going to fake stuff. I don't care what the production company says. If you don't like how I'm doing it, and, you know, we go in here, there's nothing, and you want to fabricate something, I'm done.
Yeah, if I get the TV show next year, and I'm working on it, and I've got some connections, I will not sell my rights.
Right.
I'm in charge. It's as simple as that.
And that's the only way to do it, because sure as enough as we're sitting here talking, they're going to be like, okay, we need to do something for the ratings.
And even if I only do 2 episodes,
yeah,
I'm perfectly content, because I will. It's how an investigation really is.
Right.
We're not going to fake crap. We're not going to do it. This is how it's done. Or this is how I do it, because everybody does it differently, and I'm okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
But what bugs me is the TV shows that are all about the ratings. And people are going to start getting sick of it.
Right.
You know?
It's
going to get to a
have.
Point, too, where these guys are going to show up at the cons, and it's going to be like the Star Trek geeks. Well, on episode 35, you had a son, but on episode 38, you didn't. You know? It's going to get to that point.
You know, I don't ever believe I have ever seen a country Trekkie.
Sorry. Whenever I talk, I'm sorry. I don't know. You need to come out here to Utah. There's a couple of good ones out here.
out there in Wasatch.
Wasatch.
Oh, my.
But seriously, I really think it's going to get to a point now where they're going to be going to some of these cons, and I'm surprised it hasn't happened yet. It probably has. We just haven't heard it.
Right.
Where people are saying things to these people that are on the shows
exactly.
and slamming them, and they have no response.
Yep. Yeah.
So, I think Greg and I got off on a tangent there. Sorry.
Oh, that's quite all right. I'm just sitting here hacking up a couple lungs and stuff, you know.
Well, make sure to put one back.
I know.
Yeah. At least
gotta have one.
You know, Mike, I'm a little late. I just got your text. I just turned my phone on.
better late than never, I guess.
Right. Well, I made it anyway. It must have been like an ESP thing or something.
That's what it was. You know, I sent it to you subliminally, or however you say the word.
I was up late last night watching The House on the Left. Is that what it was? I think
Last House on the Left.
Yeah, we watched it the other day.
It was actually pretty good. I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah. Not bad.
Watch it on pay-per-view.
I watched the unrated version. I got it from Redbox.
I've seen the original when it first came out, but I can't really remember what it was all about. That was too many years ago. But we watched it the other day. It was pretty good.
Yeah, I think I would have been a little bit nastier than the dad. But that's just me.
I actually picked up Rob Zombie's Halloween.
Oh, yeah? Is it good?
I enjoyed it.
Was it just a gore fest?
No, not really. I mean, it tells the backstory of Michael Myers and kind of brings it all through where up to the end of the original first movie. And I was really impressed with, you know, I was expecting a big gore fest. I really was. I mean, come on, Rob Zombie.
Yeah, I thought that's one of the reasons why. I mean, I like gore movies, but it gets a little too far.
I was really impressed with the way that it was done.
I'll have to get it then.
Check it out.
I've heard a lot of people say that they weren't, but, you know, I don't know. It's each their own, I guess.
You know, it follows the original almost flawlessly, I think. But
really, it
also goes into the Michael Myers backstory when he was a kid, his family life, one of the reasons why he turned out the way he did, kind of. And I was really like, wow.
See, now, I recently watched Quarantine. I don't know if you've seen
that. That one was cheesy.
I liked it.
Did you?
I did. I don't know. I liked the whole concept on it, but I'm a big zombie freak. I love zombie movies. And I got in a big old argument with Doug, my co-founder, last night on Facebook, because I said I liked the movie, and he compared it to Blair Witch. And I'm like, it's nothing like Blair Witch. say maybe the camera angles, but, I mean, Blair Witch is a bunch of kids running around in the woods. This at least had things attacking them, you know. So I liked it.
Have you guys ever seen the movie? It has Sarah Michelle Gellar in it. It's called The Return.
That one sounds familiar.
Yeah, it sounds familiar.
Yeah, I'm not sure
too.
Either.
Sarah Michelle.
Is that where she goes? What the heck was it?
Sarah Michelle Gellar stars in this shocking, nonstop supernatural thriller unlike anything you've ever experienced before. Joanna Mills, which is Gellar's character, is haunted by an increasingly terrifying vision where she can see and feel a brutal murder of a woman that she has never met.
That's the one with the car crash, right?
With her life spiraling out of control, she follows this relentless nightmare to an eerie small town in Texas, a place where secrets can't be buried and spirits seek vengeance. And the horrific murder of Joanna's visions might just be her own.
Yeah, that was a good movie. I remember that one, though.
Yeah, I haven't seen it, but I need to check it out. That sounds pretty cool.
I got that one, too. So, you know, I needed a couple happy birthday horror pictures to take a look at.
So I was going to go watch I picked up The Haunting in Georgia and The Haunting in Connecticut, the original documentary.
Oh, The Haunting in Connecticut was...
Not the new one, but the original
one. Oh, the original one.
Yeah, with John Zaffis in it.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome show. I picked it up at Walmart for like $7.50, and I watched The Haunting in Connecticut, but it's a double feature. It's got A Haunting in Georgia on it as well.
Nice.
So after we were done with The House on the Left, I wanted to watch it, so I went to go look for it, grabbed the case. The movie's not in there.
Oh, wow.
I'm
freaking out. I'm like, there's only like two copies left at Walmart, and I'm half tempted to just go buy another one. Just because it's hard to find.
That's a cool story, that Haunting in Georgia, the Heidi Vale.
Yeah, I've been wanting to watch it. I just haven't had
time.
Was that
the little girl with the old guy that would push her on the swing?
Mr.
Or whatever?
Gordy, yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mr. Gordy, right.
Right.
That was a very good story.
I remember that one.
Yeah.
So who's getting all excited about Halloween? I mean, we're talking like 3 weeks away here.
Three?
October starts.
Three.
Hey, to me, Halloween starts October 1st.
Yeah, it does. It really does. Because I love the 31 Days of Halloween, and there's going to be a lot of Booth Brothers films on Sci-Fi that whole month. And
Yeah,
I just like anything creepy. I like watching horror movies. And
that's why you talk to me.
Cooking pumpkin seeds and, you know,
I am so excited for October. Well, it's going to be an awesome time.
I've always been excited for the month of October. It was a good month.
I'm always excited for the month of, like, April or May.
Oh, and let's not forget, it's September. It's Miss September to y'all now. I was a Miss September in the Ladies of the Paranormal calendar.
Oh, really?
I did not know that.
We need to do a Beefy Boy calendar.
I like it.
I think we should.
Yeah, I don't think anyone would buy that.
I buy a copy. What are you talking about?
Well, that's one.
Just for the humor factor involved. Oh, yeah, did you see me in, like, fireman pants and the
no, and I don't want that mental image. Thank you very much.
Shirtless, standing there with a fireman hat. That'd be hilarious.
I like it.
I think I just vomited a little in my mouth.
Oh, God.
The Beefy Boys of ASPRN. Because we got enough of them on this network.
Yeah, probably do.
You know what would be kind of funny is, like, sitting down with a full table of, like, I don't know, cheesecake or something, and got it all over your face or something.
Or all of us around one table, and there's one cheesecake in the middle, and we all have these big forks, and we're all looking at each other.
Or for the month of November when he is holding a turkey leg.
Turkey leg? Know. Hell, it'd be the whole turkey.
Big old turkey in our hands, and they're about to take a bite out of it.
Yeah, you sit around a table, and each person has a turkey in front of them. Not just a turkey in the middle of the table.
No, that would be hilarious. The picture is everybody's around the Thanksgiving table, and there's me holding the big turkey, and everybody's staring at me like, aren't I going to get any?
That'd be funny. It'd be a lot of fun. Well, guys, we're fastly approaching the top of the hour. And
Someone just sent me a message.
Uh-oh. Is that what that pop was?
No, that was me.
Oh,
it was Greg. Okay.
Greg's popping.
Crystal, are you still with us?
I am.
Oh. Why aren't you saying anything?
Hey, Crystal.
Y'all's doing a good job there. I don't need to say anything.
Y'all's?
Crystal, I'm going to send you an email today about Wednesday night. Can you still make it? Greg's going to be on.
I'm going to be on there.
That's fine.
I'm going to try to get Danielle.
You probably should not have told her that. Now she's thinking, oh, screw that. I'm not going.
Yeah, good.
I told him I would. Shut up, Greg. Listen to him, Tom.
I won't.
Hey, you guys, make sure you call in tonight on Pair Challenge Radio. It's an interactive show.
Who you got on tonight?
Esoteric, I think I said that right, numerologist Elizabeth Summers coming on, and she's going to read people's callers' numbers on the air. So.
Oh, wow.
You sure? Greg, give out that number, will you?
1-900-7- Oh, wait, you meant the other number. It's
what was that number? No, what was the 900 number again there, Greg?
The call-in number is actually 317-215-0866, and that's the number for the MPP, CPR, or not CPR, MPR and PCR and Bewitching Hour and Supernatural Rising and holy crap. So yeah, but that's call-in number 317-215-0866, and that'll be on all the bulletins out today, and that'll be out posted in the chat room quite a bit tonight. So
awesome. Yeah, so all right, guys, I'm glad everybody made it, sick or not. Hopefully you get to feeling better soon.
Yes, oh, you too, Mike.
Yeah, I'm hoping. I think I've just about got mine over with, hopefully, very soon. And
I don't know, Mike. You're more talkative when you're sick, so.
Yeah?
Seems like it.
I must be delirious. It's probably those drugs.
Probably.
You got drugs. I'm going to have to go get me some.
I had to, you know, I am not one to go to the doctor. I haven't been probably, I couldn't tell you when I went last. It's been years. And this one I finally broke down. I thought, nope, I can't do this anymore. I got to do something, so. I finally broke down, went and got some drugs, and I don't know. Hopefully they're working. We'll find out. So anyway, Greg, hope you enjoyed the rest of your vacation. Glad you stopped by today.
Thank you.
Tom, glad to see you here. Don't forget we got Thursday again. And I'll send you a reminder this week as well.
You want me on Thursday?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you do it?
I think so.
Okay, if not, let me know. That's fine.
I think I can probably do Thursday.
Okay.
maybe not every week, but I'm sure I can do it this week.
Okay. And tonight, like you said, PCR show on tonight. Is that the only one we have on Thursday nights?
Tuesday night. Negative. We've got Maps.
Maps, that's right. Okay. Very cool.
10 p.m. Eastern time following the Parachallenge radio show.
There you go. Very cool. So with that, we are over our time, so we need to get on out of here.
Excuse me. I think you forgot one.
What?
We have Paranormal Outreach Radio tomorrow night at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you.
We're not talking about Wednesday night, so shut off.
We're talking Tuesdays. Not Wednesday, Crystal.
You realize that she's going to drive up to Franklin, Indiana, and kick my hind in right now.
Good job, Crystal. We got you in there. So.
Got that right, Greg.
All right.
Have a great day, everybody.
All right, guys.
Bye, everybody.
We'll see
you
later. Goodbye.
Feel better and all that good jazz.
All right. Goodbye, everyone.
You've been listening to Good Morning Paranormal, powered by the All Souls Paranormal Radio Network. And remember, you can hang out here with different show hosts from the ASPRN Network for Good Morning Paranormal every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday here on the All Souls Paranormal Radio Network.